Tonight's shir, Simon Gimel, Sif Aleph through Sif Zion. Simon Gimel Hanhogas Beis HaKise, conduct in the Beis HaKise. Sif Aleph, Kishikonis Beis HaKise, when one enters the bathroom, and remember the bathroom Chazal talked about, this was not our indoor plumbing bathrooms that are special rooms that people spend so much money to adorn and enhance. It was an outhouse. It was a latrine. That's what we're talking about. Person enters Beis HaKise Yomar, he should say, Hiskabdu Mechubadim Vechubu. The honorable ones, excuse me, please. Va'ashal Anaglo Amro, today we do not do this. It's not a make to do it. The statement comes from the Gemara. People were accompanied by Malachim, and they knew they were coming by Malachim. So before you go Beis HaKise, you got to tell the Malachim and Shulders, excuse me, please, I'll be right out. We don't do that anymore. We're not assuming that we're such God-fearing people that the angels accompany us, that we have to request, please wait for me till I step out. And therefore, we don't say it anymore. It's interesting, Shari Tshuva, he quotes B'Shem Da'arizal, that, yeah, you say it today too. And if you do that, you're spared from thinking Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKise. So he comments, Chido, that maybe this is only for Yechidim, Tarsim Nasam, not for regular people. L'mais, it looks like Ramas Ruch, looks like Gaiva. You're going to start talking to Malachim. Even though Friday night we do say the Shalom Aleichem. Okay, so that remains. But the idea of on a daily basis talking to angels before we go to Beis HaKise, L'mais, we don't do that. Sif Beis. A person has to be modest in the Beis HaKise. He should not reveal himself until he is seated. The Ramah adds, two men should not go together to the Beis HaKise. One should not speak in the Beis HaKise. And make sure to close the door because of tznius, modesty. One should wait till he's seated to uncover himself. Similarly, he should not stand up when he's exposed. The concept we're discussing, it becomes clear afterwards, was, again, they were wearing gowns. They were not wearing pants. They're wearing gowns, so wait till you're seated to pull up your gown. And pull it down before you stand up. Sifkan gimel v'lo yelchu. Two men should not go together. V'mefached, if he's afraid to go by himself. So one could go in, and the second one puts his hand on his head through the window. So the one outside has his hand going through a window, sitting on the head of the one inside. Provided that the one outside should not be able to see the one inside exposing himself. As will be explained later in Seif Ches. For the Kanes Shom Lehedya, to let the second person come in straight with him, Asur, that's not allowed. Afilu im ishto, even a man to come with his wife. Ach im katan shembo das mutikas, but with a child who doesn't have das, a person could go into the bathroom with a child who doesn't have das. A very young child, so can go with a parent into the Beis HaKise.
We notice here, is this in those times because they just had a sort of one person area and then it would have been not sneeze?
No, I said different? Latrine because it was more than one person could go.
So we notice here, it's not uncommon, I don't just mean shul, but in general, where more than one man goes into the Beis HaKise.
Again, this is not indoor plumbing. This is outdoor pit toilet, so to speak. In our bathrooms, they're separate stalls. So it would be saying two men should not go in the same stall. But if you're with a very young child, then you could bring the child with you into the stall. Sivkan dal, lo yidaber. In the Beis HaKise, you don't talk. If it's a great need, perhaps it's okay to speak. As long as he has not begun to have a bowel movement. But during a movement, even for a great need, he may not speak. What if you can't close the door? Someone else wants to come in. There's a door, but it doesn't lock. So they should clear their throats. They should make a noise without speaking to let one know to the other. He should let the other one know that he's inside. Rak hanoshim, only women, kishaholchos abeis akisei kvul rabim, when they go to the beis akisei, which is the public restroom, kobeis akisei shebesadeh b'yameim, like the beis akisei in the fields in those days. Or b'chatzar beis akneset b'dinus elu, in our days you have in the chatzar of the beis akneses, the communal outhouse. Heskinu chacham b'shiyam esapra zom, the chacham said specifically, they should talk to each other. Kadesh yishama kolomi b'chutz, the voices should be heard on the outside. Lo yichnos ish hasham, a man would not enter then, v'yisachin iman, and be alone with the women in the bathroom. U'mashma katzav shom, de nechnasos gamken b'shtayim beis akisei. The implication was they'd go in twos to the beis akisei. So they didn't figure out the sign on the door for men and for women back then. They had one communal bathroom, and when the women were in, they had to talk to make sure the men don't come in while they're inside.
What's the reason for men then not to talk?
What?
What's the reason for men not to talk?
There's a discussion that is on the side. What happens if a man talks when he's in the basic, you say? So, some say mazikim. It's a problem of mazikim that they come. He brings on the side. It's a protection. The ikidibur meloshna kodesh. They shouldn't speak loshna kodesh in the basic kisa. It's chasidus. Different to roots of why we have a problem.
Women talk. The men shouldn't come in. The men talk. The women don't come in.
No, the lady, because she's a man, she goes out.
So if a man sees a woman,
we're afraid of you, he'll stay inside. Yeah. Se'if Gimel. Imroitza lemashmesh befi hatabas betzror o bekesam liftorech nekavov. If a person wants to rub the opening of the rectum with a stone or a piece of smooth wood to open up, he should do this rubbing before he sits down. He should not do it after he sits down. It makes him vulnerable to witchcraft. This was a method they employed if a person has having difficulty to have a bowel movement, so this would help. So it has to be done before he sits down. Mr. Burris of Kanhei, the Mashmesh, im eni yach lepanis. This is someone who is having difficulty that he can't have a bowel movement. Yelich abba amas v'yeshu yamod v'yeshu yishepanis. So Chazal say he can walk 4 amas, sit down, stand up, sit down, until he has a movement. O yisiech daitim v'dramachim, or maybe he should just distract himself from all other things and just focus on what he's trying to do. For yipanim amida, and certainly he should not have a movement when standing up. So there's different aitzes that are provided in helping along if a person was having difficulty. See if dalet. Lo yigala atzmo kiyma l'achrov tefach im l'fonav tefachayim. A person should not expose himself more than a tefach behind him and 2 tefachim in front. Ve'isha me'achrov tefach im l'fonav l'ochlom. For a woman, 1 tefach from behind her and in front, not at all. Mishnah Berurah of Kanevav Tefach, a Tefach which is 3.5-4 inches, for Lo Yoseh, not more than that. Mishum Tznius, because a person has to be modest even in the bathroom. Over the front of Tefachayim, in front, he exposes himself 2 tefachim. Dimitoshu Doichich is Asma the Gedolim, because when a person applies pressure to have a bowel movement, Huboli De Ketanim, he will often come to urinate. With Tzarech Tefachayim, so you need 2 tefachim open, exposed. Mishum Kiluach Meraglam, and he tells Merachok, because of the flow of the urine that will go to a distance. So he needs to make sure his clothing doesn't get wet, so he exposes more of himself for that. Vabach Kosev, the Bach writes differently. He says, you know, you should be strict and only expose yourself a tefach in front as well. For though his schemu imo habe me'achorim, the achorim don't agree with him. And you have to be careful in the basic key. So you're not going to make your clothing filthy, your body filthy, or your shoes filthy. The Shartzion in Yud points out that for Ketanim, this idea of Tefachayim, im holich b'mechnasayim, if he's wearing pants, u'mashtin ma'umid, and you urinate standing up, gam Tefachayim lo yigal, then why are you revealing him into Tefachim? Ki ma'al shetzach, that's whatever you need to do. So the innovation of trousers was a big siyu of Tznius, that you don't have to expose yourself 2 tefachim in front to urinate, whatever you need, and that's it. Se'if hey. If nifne b'malka magula, she'em b'machitzas. If the person is going to have a bowel movement out in the open, there's no walls, he's out in the fields, there's no place to hide, so to speak. So he has to position himself that he's facing south and his back is to the north, or vice versa. But he does not have a bowel movement east-west, that's wrong. Well, the Ramah adds that to urinate, there's no difference, whatever direction is fine. Mishtabur Sifkatan Zain. Magula. He's in an open place. Al Bachatzer, if he'd be in a chatzer is a fenced in yard, then Mecholin Yitzhar, then no matter which direction you're in, is fine. King Kasu HaBeisesiv Maganavam, this is written by Beisesiv Maganavam. According to this, this consideration of the directions that you face when having a bowel movement, this concern is when you're out in the open. But if you're in the walls of a chatzah, we don't care. Certainly if you're indoors, we don't care which position that you make the commode, the toilet seat, and the bathroom. It shouldn't make any difference. Avon, however, hataz hiskim ma'ari abuhab. The taz agrees with ma'ari abuhab. If you're in a chatzah, a fenced-in yard, if you're in the middle of the chatzah, it's also forbidden by mizrach lamarav, east-west. In the middle of the yard, you're also exposed. Unless you go close to the walls, then we don't worry about the directions. And that's what the Drisha writes in other Achonim. So if you're in a place without any walls, so you have to be careful to face north-south. If there are walls, even if it's just one wall, the Tzad Marv on the west side, he should sit alongside the machiz, alongside the fence, near it. Daniel Kaponim besuchet al ramas, or at least within 4 amas of the wall, the fence. So it's like 6 to 8 feet from the fence. Vachayrav lemarav kalapi hamachiz. He turns his back to the fence, to the wall. V'nifnasham, and that's where he has his movement. Or if the wall was on the east, he should sit near the wall, and then his back is facing the east. Some are strict, because even though what you're exposing behind you is, so to speak, covered by the wall that's behind you, but what you expose in front of yourself is open exposure to the west, and the Shekhinah is in the west. If possible, one should be careful with this. We don't worry about the height of the wall. As long as his being exposed is not noticed because of the wall, we don't say it has to have a minimum of 10 tefachim, let's say. For Hilchos Shabbos, a mechitza is not 10 tefachim, it's not a mechitza. Here, 8 tefachim might do the job, 6 tefachim might do the job, whatever it is that no one sees that he's being exposed, that's good enough.
Bushes work?
I'm sorry?
Bushes work?
I imagine. In halacha, a bush could be a mechitza too. Sifkan tes o ipcha. So he should, it begins by saying that he should face the south and his back to the north, and then it says, or vice versa. V'yesh oim samsei dipchalo. No. You don't do the vice versa. It's a very precise. Your face is to the south and your back is to the north. One should be careful with this. Sometimes I wonder if this is true in the southern hemisphere. The inyanim of these directions, the north-south, I always wonder if it's unique to the northern hemisphere. Maybe in the southern hemisphere it would be fakat. I don't know. Sifkan yud. Bein mizrach v'chulhu. So as far as east-west is concerned, that's forbidden. Mishum da shechina shoira b'mar, because the shechina is in the west. V'afilo machs upon of l'marov, and even if I face the west and my back is to the east, it's also asur. The mizrach shu neged marav yeshul gam kein kedusha, because since the east faces the west, so there's kedusha in the east too. Memela, we avoid the east-west direction when you're out in the open. So this may be okay if you're going on a camping trip and you're really out in the place where there's no bathrooms at all. So then you have to have your compass with you and know your directions and know which way to face when you go to the bathroom. Si'if katan si'if vav. In addition, not only don't you relieve yourself east-west, But when it comes to going to sleep, if you're with your wife, you also don't sleep east-west. And it's even proper to be careful when your wife's not with you, that you don't sleep east-west. What you should do is arrange that the head of the bed should be at the north and the foot of the bed to the south. Now, if you look in Shuvas Menachem Azariah, he quotes the Zohar Kadosh Parshas Bamidbar, Shei Rosha Umar Glosel Shalamita, Zelamiz was Elamarav, that the head and the foot of the bed should be east-west. V'hiskim Shom Shei Harosh Lamarav, he concludes that the head should be to the west. V'chen Kosa Ba'atzas HaChayim B'shem Kam Achronim, Atzas HaChayim from the Malbim quotes many Achronim to this effect. Komokom Toiv Yoysel Chad Chilo Linhoek Shulchan Aruch. Ideally, you should look Shulchan Aruch and have your bed facing north-south. Because Chuvas Bidin Shel Simcha quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon that even the Vizar Kaddish's intention is like our Gemara, not like the way of Nachum Azariah quoted it. No, don't. He's talking about it in your house. Clear, he's talking about it in your house. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that one should be careful even if he sleeps by himself. The Malvim writes in Atzeh Chaim, this chumrah is for people who slept without any clothes at all. There's no curtains around his bed. So then there's room to be machmer even by yourself. Lamaisa, whichever way you do, you have to be samechan. The Mechaber is recommending that the beds should be north-south. But the Mishnah Berurah is calling Menachem Azariah b'shem the Khazar, and the Malbim quotes many Achronim who concur that it could be east-west too. So if you ask what's ideal, the Mishnah Berurah is ideal, it's north-south. But Lamaisa, if the way the house is set up, that you're not going to have a north-south, he says, there's who definitely who is Samachan to go east-west as well.
What if your house is like an angle? I'm serious. My house is
northeast by
So then it doesn't make a difference.
You're not yaitzakon to anybody.
Or it's like a mezuzah.
Right. You're all the shittas. Right, however you look at it. I guess it depends if you're litvak or chassid. Okay. Se'iv Zayin. Hamatil mayim min hatsefim v'lifnim. If a person urinates from Mount Scopus and closer to Yerushalayim, perish. Makom she'yichoyel niros misham harbayis. Hatsefim was the outermost spot where you would be able to see the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount. If you go further away, you can't see the Har Habayis. So if you're within that radius, you're from Mount Scopus, from Har Tzofim, closer. Yeshev uparav klapi hakodesh. Then the way the original girsa was that you should sit facing kodesh. So that's hard to understand. So they put in the word loy. Lo yeshev uparav klapi hakodesh. Don't sit facing kodesh. Ella, rather, letzaf odar, north south, or yisalka kodesh letzadim, will make sure the kodesh is on the side. Mishnah Berurah right away corrects this typo. What?
Letzaf odar, it depends where you are.
So that's what he says. At the end, letzadim, make sure it's letzadim. Sifkan yugim lo yeshu fana v'chulu, kain sirchom. This is what it should say. Tad v'shar achonim. So even though the printing they had said yeshu fana v'chulu kodesh, there's no way to explain such a nusach. So you change the word, add the word loy. Don't sit klapi hakodesh. So kon yadad al tzafim v'tchulu. V'odin im acharov klapi hakodesh shor batos meglayim. So if your back is to the kodesh, it's fine to urinate. Ayin bir agosh yehiskim. If you look in the Vilna Gaon's commentary, he agrees. V'afilu min atzofim v'lachutz, even beyond that point, even out away from hatzofim. In part of klapi hakodesh, if you're facing the kodesh, also batos meglayim, you should not urinate in that direction. Asur la'amod liponos lehed yeneged beis hakneset or beis hamedrash. A person should not. The lashon is funny. La'amod. A person should not position himself to have a bowel movement facing a shul or beis hamedrash. Le'imachlal, he should never be included mishenemar aleim on those upon whom it says va'achorehem el heichal Hashem. that their backs were turned to the Heichal Hashem, the Gemara says, that meant they would defecate facing the Kodesh. Similarly, one should not make a Beis Akise, a public bath, a bathroom, an outhouse, facing the Shul of Beis Medrash. So yeah, ha'piya tabas megula negdom, that the opening of the rectum should not be revealed in that direction. But if you put up a wall to separate between the wall of the Beis Akise and the Beis Akneses, it would seem there's no need to be strict in that situation. And look in the mobs at Sechaim. So also when you build a shul with indoor plumbing, it's good when you put the bathroom off away from the Beis Akneses. They should not share a wall. That's what it sounds like. They shouldn't share a wall.
Any walls?
Well, he has a basic kisei, he has four walls, and the Beis Knesset has four walls, but they want a mechitza in between it. Right? They want a mechitza in between it. So today we have indoor plumbing, so we don't want one right up against the other. We try to avoid that.